Someone Else's Daughter, written by Losing Letters, narrated by Rhea 314, for Anapods in the Summer 2025 Podfix Swap. Fandom, S Classes That I Raised. Rating, Teen and Up Audiences, No Archive Warning Supply. Relationship, Park Yirim and Han Yujin. Park Yirim hasn't been anyone's daughter in a long while. She notices on birthdays and holidays, occasions that pass her by where she'd usually be embraced by her father and have her mother shamelessly sing a song without hitting even a single note. Her parents were busy, Park Yirim often in someone else's care, but they were still her parents. Nowadays, she even struggles to remember their faces. Had she awakened earlier, perhaps their memories would be clearer in her mind. Han Yuyun, once you get him started, doesn't shut up about Han Yujin. He speaks endlessly of all the memories he has of his brother. Mine, 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 the steady litany undercutting his every proclamation. Han Yuyun remembers the lullabies his brother sang to him as a child, his first bruise and kiss on the cheek. Park Yirim looks at herself in the mirror and wonders if she resembles her mother or her father more, if she is the result of their love, or the destruction running through her veins. When people speak of S-ranks, all they mention are their strengths. Nobody really talks about the other changes that occur. How her singing is now miles better than it ever was, pitch perfect, pointing out every disruption Park Yirim wouldn't have noticed when she was still her mother's child. S-ranks adapt to their environment to the point of perfection. They should bury her deep in a lake for an ice skating rink in the middle of summer. Irima! Park Yirim pushes herself up from her bed, in this new bedroom built for someone else's daughter. Come in! It would be a lie to say she hasn't been entertained by watching Han Yujin stumble through her room, uncertain of how to behave in a girl's room. By now, he's all but shaken the notion, makes her bed when Park Yirim forgets to do so in the morning, cleans up her desk, tosses her laundry in the washer, all actions he automatically picked up again for Han Yuyun. She made fun of Han Yuyun for that at the start, but soon understood why. It warms her heart every time she finds her plushie, abandoned sometime during the night, returned to the same spot on the bed. It reminds her of her father, doing the same with a doll long gone now. More than that, the longer Han Yujin lingers in her space, the more his presence remains. People aren't wrong to call S-ranks monsters when Park Yirim takes a deep breath in her room and very nearly tastes Han Yujin. She hears Han Yujin walk around his room into the kitchen, cooking a meal that is never anything particularly special, but made with love. Park Yirim has worked in a restaurant, earned so much money that she could have a personal chef cook for her every evening, but she prefers the food that tastes like someone else's childhood. Irima, I wanted to talk to you about your school trip, Han Yujin says, holding up a piece of paper. Your teacher wrote that it would be a 2-day trip. Where did you get that? Park Yirim interrupts him, confused. She's sure that she filled out all the paperwork about the trip and handed it to her teacher already. I'm your guardian, Han Yujin answers, looking similarly confused. I get all your school administration paperwork? He does. Park Yirim assumed he just nags her about her schoolwork by instinct, because she's a kid and kids belong in school. It's important to Han Yujin that she finishes her education. She supposes it has something to do with the evening school flyers and tutoring programs Han Yuyun leaves around the house with a level of insistence she can't parse. I didn't know that, Park Yirim tells him. You don't have to do that. I do, Han Yujin insists. It's my job. But it's not. She's had a guardian before, and she knows Han Yujin doesn't have to ensure she gets good grades. All he is there for is collateral, someone who will manage her until she's of age. She lives with him now, so she doesn't think he'll kick her out the moment she hits the age of majority. She wants him to care, but he is under no real obligation to look after outside of their contract, outside of being one of the people to look should the underage S-rank ever decide to run wild. Anyway, Han Yujin continues, not at all aware of Pakidim's conflict. There's a dungeon near your destination. It's only B rank, but I think it could yield some interesting materials. I thought you could finish your trip and meet me thereafter.
Meet you there, Pakidim echoes. Ajushi, you're not supposed to go into dangerous dungeons.
It's just B rank, Han Yujin scoffs with ease. Besides, you and Peace will be there to protect me. I've been in more dangerous dungeons.
Pakidim has to grin at his words, thinking that they sound just a little too rehearsed, as though he had this argument before with Han Yuyun.
And I thought we could go shopping together afterward, he adds. Or go to the cinema. Whatever you want, really.
Whatever I want, Pakidim thinks. I want to come home to this every day, Ajushi. Will you allow me this, too?
For a B-rank dungeon, I'm more than enough protection, Pakidim brags instead. And I want to go sightseeing with you. I haven't been on vacation in a long while, and you haven't either, I'm guessing.
I'm much too busy for a vacation, Han Yujin replies. But if Irima insists...
I do, she says, claiming this audacity for herself. I do insist.
Han Yujin smiles at her and raises his hand to mess up her hair. Irim jumps up and pulls at his sleeve with the same care she'd give to a kitten. It's an act, the same as Peace struggling to get into the bathwater, because Pakirim could rip Han Yujin's arm clean off.
All right then, it's a promise. Han Yujin agrees. Now go study. Your teacher said you weren't handing in your homework on time.
I don't need to study, Pakidim whines, more for play than any serious complaints about her homework.
Mayuyani always studied diligently when he was your age. Surely Irimi will do the same and make me proud.
He says the second sentence as though he isn't speaking to her, putting his hand to his chin as if he's musing on some complicated matter. He glances at her, a sly smile on his lips, and Pakidim grins up to him in turn.
I'll do 10 times better than the guild leader, she declares. She'd do everything to make him proud. The end. If you've enjoyed this story, please leave feedback to the author. You can do that at a link to the text through this Podfix post. And if you've enjoyed this Podfic, you're welcome to leave me feedback. I'd love to hear from you. Happy summer Podfic swap, Anna Pods. I hope you enjoyed it. Thanks for listening.